It's a very good afternoon, good evening, Sanbonani, Dumelang, Apsheni, Molweni, Bonjour, from Cape to Cairo, New Zealand, Abu Dhabi, wherever you are streaming us. Welcome to Mjola and Sex Podcast. Here speaking is a boy, Mlungisi Mpela, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, the most handsome guy in the cheese cup, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive. This is a very special episode, you'll find out soon why. But what partly why it's a very special episode is because I do it with the ever beautiful, ever shining, ever glowing, too many adjectives, so little time. Oshimi, hi.
Hi, Mlu, how are you?
I am great, thanks. How are you?
I'm fabulous, as always.
Yeah, we're staring down the barrel of the love month, right?
Oh, God, yeah.
Can we try that again?
There's that.
Can we try that again with a bit more enthusiasm?
No, there's never enthusiasm for Valentine's Day.
Okay.
Like, why?
Are you also one of those who are marketing gimmick and dun-dun?
No, it just doesn't mean anything to me.
It's just February.
It's just another day. Like, I get the story behind Valentine's Day and why it's there and all of that, but it's just another day.
Okay.
You know, let's talk about my birthday rather, but Valentine's Day? Nah.
Oh my word.
You missed me with that mess.
Oh my word. I hope you don't carry the same energy.
But you know what? For our listeners, and because we're all about Mjolo, I'll try to be enthusiastic.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I'll try. Yeah,
let's try and also bring that same energy into our social media platforms where you can be highly interactive with us. Today's show is very special. I think for the first time, myself and Khumi are going to be adjudicators of sorts. We feel very, very special. We are giving away something on the show.
Something.
Oh, cash, actually. Lalel. We've grown and we've decided, you know what? Because the love we've received with voice notes, we decided to say, look, every time you ask for voice notes, you always give them to us in their bucket loads. We decided that today we are going to be giving away to a very special voice note. We're not going to tell you, and we're going to tell in our next installment who the winner was. And yeah, we're going to give it 2,000 rand. Yeah, not one, 2,000 rand. Just for sending us a voice note, we're going to be giving away 2,000 rand. And I'll tell you why giving away cash on this show, on this particular topic, is quite prevalent. Oskubi, what are we talking about today?
So, because akireke the new year.
Yebo.
People are drawing up budgets for the year.
Yep.
For the month.
Yeah.
You know, and especially like you mentioned, it's the so-called love month.
Mm-hmm.
So we're asking, how jola?
Yeah.
How much should girlfriend or boyfriend allowance be?
Yeah.
Yeah. We all wish we could get girlfriend and boyfriend allowances.
Yeah.
And some people are getting them. So now we're asking you, our dear listeners, how much should in rent and cents should this allowance be?
Yeah.
500 tinyana.
Tawanyane.
Tawa 5 tinyana.
3 skoto perhaps.
You know.
So that is why we're giving away 2,000 rand.
Yeah.
So we decided we are going to be giving away a fun allowance. This is not a boyfriend.
Becha.
Yes, send Pechel. You know, for 2,000 rand, we're going to be giving away to a special voice note, which me and my beautiful co-host, we are going to decide what that, who should get it, by the voice notes that we're going to be getting. So we decided again, as we're talking about girlfriend and boyfriend allowance, how much should it be? And yeah, let's get the show on the road. We've got 2,000 rand we need to give away. Let's get the show on the road.
I think a girlfriend allowance should be like, but I'm not like high tech. 10 grand? Why 10? Yo, ma. I was about to say 5, but 10 grand, why, ma? Let's hear it from you first.
5,000 rand for rent, 5,000 rand for maintenance.
For maintenance for yourself.
Yes, yeah, ma.
Okay, if you say it like that, I agree. Yeah, 10,000 rand. That get. No, Pella, I wasn't thinking about rent.
I said,
Mama, tell me about Susie. Anyway, booga mama. Ish. Anyways, I think Namsings are cool, poor and 15, 5,000. Yes, 5,000 for rent, like mom said. And then I have a car to maintain. Petroli. If not petrol, Uber's to get to you. I need to phone and give a girlfriend. Uber, mailing figure go again. Then obviously the necessities, hair, nails, going out with the girls or going out with you, all of those stuff. Yeah.
Can we discuss this voice note for 100 marks, perhaps? First and foremost, I'm trying to. We have an adult in the voice notes. I'm trying to get my word order correctly. I've always said in my heart, and maybe even offline, girlfriend allowance to a large extent has to do with parents.
How so?
So, I don't have a problem about Pandele Chartin.
Okay.
I don't have a problem, right? You're working for home, you're securing the bag for home. That's fine. That's commendable. But when it's at the expense of somebody else's child, and it's unrealistic, like this particular voice note, I'm going to have a problem with it. And I'll tell you why. One, you brought the car only one. So how do you drive your car? Only one. So you've got a car. Congratulations. Good for you.
Sebenzi
lekel. So now that we're in a relationship, I must foot the bill for the car. Number two, you are renting a house. Congratulations. Woo, kudos. Siyakubongela. So I must pay rent now for you. And then to top it all off, that one which I don't mind, the hair, muriri, hair, muriri, same thing. Hair, makeup, whatever. Kanti, what must happen now? I know, Kumi.
You know, I don't want to judge our listeners, Mara.
Yeah, I know.
How, Sway? I agree with you 100%.
Like how?
When I was a girlfriend. Oh, those words. When I was still a girlfriend.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, you have to be girly.
Yes,
you have to be girly about it.
I used to get random girlfriend allowances. And it'll be...
the most amazing thing.
200, 500.
Then?
And I'm talking about like, what, when did we break up? How long have I been single? Almost a year. So yeah, you know, do the math. And I'd appreciate it. Because, and this is why I say I agree with you. Where I live, I choose to live here.
Yeah, bro.
Based on the affordability.
Yep.
I do my nails every month. I sometimes do my hair every month. That is a personal choice.
Yeah.
I do not expect whoever I'm dating to foot that bill. If I don't want to pay rent, I should go back to my mother's house.
Plain and simple.
Yeah. If I expect somebody else to pay for my nails, I should not be doing them in the first place.
Thank you.
Because it means I can't afford them on my own. So, how I approach girlfriend allowance, and this is why I don't demand it. Excuse me. It's because it's money that I'm most likely going to spend on useless things.
Yeah.
I probably have like KFC every day, you know, because I got a girlfriend allowance. I'll probably be ordering in every day.
go out and
not to say I don't have groceries in the house. I do, but come on now. I've got an extra 3,000. You know what I'm saying?
And I understand. Now it becomes unfair to the person who gave you because, okay, well, the upita to say have fun, but I get what you're saying. You know, now you can't be spending it on things that you can't do for yourself.
Yeah. Because listen, if I meet somebody and then I'm bechaka 10 tlao, chances are I'll probably like buy a piece of furniture or katswala skoloto or something. You know what I'm saying? But it's because it's money that I did not expect. You know, I'll most likely use it towards something significant. But if it's a something that occurs regularly, yeah, no.
And it can't be on things that you can do for yourself.
I can maintain myself without, and I'm not saying this to sound like I'm independent. No. I can maintain within the confines of my budget and my salary. I can maintain myself. I'm fine. So if this extra money, and that's what girlfriend allowance is for me, it's extra money that I was not anticipating. It comes through. Then I sit and I'm like, oh, okay, bills are paid.
Let's, yeah.
Yeah, you know, hair did, nails did.
Let's have fun.
So now.
Fun.
I'm going to call him Louis. I'm like, buddy, come, drinks, lunch. Do you understand? Because it's money that I did not budget and I did not expect.
And I think it's meant for such.
Tamukitabisha.
Not khori janung, umtuabantu manje must pay a bill.
Yeah, and also, Lena Marujola, man, the girlfriend allowance, is it like weekly, monthly? Tell us, like, how does this work? Because I don't plan to be single for long, so I want to know.
All right, let's hear.
Boyfriend or girlfriend allowance, I feel like it goes about what you earn. But also, I don't think you are supposed to have a girlfriend or boyfriend allowance because it means that when you say allowance, it means that it's a must. For me to give it to you. For me personally, if I had to give my person something every single month, it feels like a job. It doesn't feel like I'm doing it out of my good heart. Like now it feels like a responsibility. I should do it out of the goodness, out of my own heart, and just, you know, give what I actually can. If I earn freaking 2,000 rand, I'm not going to give you a girlfriend or boyfriend allowance at that point in time because that money is just to sustain what my life at that point in time. I mean, it's just for basic groceries. But if I'm earning like, let's say 10 grand or whatever, I'm going to give you what I possibly can at that particular month. And just to say, here, go pamper yourself. But if I feel like you're going to be like pestering me all the single time, about, baby, what happened to my money this month? It's not your money, it's my money, and I'm giving it to you out of the goodness of my own heart and because I love you, and it's not because I'm supposed to take care of you. I'm supposed to take care of you once you're my husband or my wife. Simple. That's when I'm supposed to take care of you. But as a girlfriend or a boyfriend, it's not a must.
That's Khumi's best friend.
Bona. I feel like that's the word in voice note.
That's Khumi's.
And then Lesile, you guys have jobs. You have text numbers. Lepatela sars every month, but still on top of that, you expect somebody else's child to maintain you. Why? I like what she said when she said that money comes from the bottom of that person's heart. It's not a must.
Yeah, exactly.
Nobody's obliged. Oh, betcha. Like, it's not an obligation.
Yeah, because then otherwise you become a budget, as you were saying.
You know what I'm saying? You know, sometimes you get a debit order. You add on my list of recipients every month. Wangeke. And then I don't even have a child. But here I am, I have a dependent.
A whole grown up.
And a 30-month-year-old dependent. Like, no, I can't.
Yo, I just think she spoke on your behalf.
Yo, like she spoke my heart.
Yeah, let's hear more.
Good morning, Pangi. So, I'm looking at the text above this, and I don't know. I would say, I don't know, Minda. I don't know. Like, I have mixed emotions about the whole girlfriend allowance, boyfriend allowance. I didn't even know it was boyfriend allowance. I have mixed emotions about it, so I don't know what I think, how much I think would be. Like, I don't even understand why we're giving each other money. Like, aren't we supposed to be partners in life? So, yeah, that's all I can say about it.
Okay, hello, come on. Ow.
Ah, the technology is not
Hi,
technology.
let me ask you, how much should a girlfriend or boyfriend allowance be?
What should there be in a boyfriend or
That's what I was
girlfriend
thinking. Well, what is the allowance for?
allowance? Yeah. Your parents give you allowance.
Not your boyfriend, eh?
No.
Lulu, how much should a boyfriend or girlfriend allowance be?
I love the conversation in the background.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
This thing keeps ringing somewhere here and it's gonna.
It
doesn't matter.
doesn't matter.
Let's pretend it does everything. Why? Why? Yeah.
It's not like she's buying you especially for your upkeep, bro.
You work.
Yeah,
You
it's
can
a
maintain
it's a
yourself.
decision that you guys make.
Guys,
Oh,
don't have the
let's say,
conversation,
okay.
ne?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a mutual thing.
I'd rather take that money. We open an account, both of us, and see what's there. If you
You can do that also.
I don't mind at all. Then when you break up, yeah, my money.
No, it
I
doesn't
kept
work.
care, took care of you. Huh? Yeah. I'm good. I am good on girlfriend and boyfriend allowance.
That's a
very
different.
problematic.
What's nice about the
Believe
bank
me, I know.
then?
That's why I stopped very quick.
No, what I love about the FN, when you open an account, you tell them that you took the account to get rid of it. Just so it's an agreement that you both sign. So even if Nyakabana, Umunya Ufuni Mariake, you are allowed to use half of
How?
Mariake. Like, just like that. Kuganisa, you get into it.
Niggas be trifling. I would not do an allowance. Edwin, how much should your boyfriend allowance be, my love?
My boyfriend allowance.
How much?
Every month.
How much? You tell me. Like, you have a rich sugar mama, and she's like, how much must I give you?
Who?
Like your sugar mama, like a rich one, and she said, how much must I give you? How much would you ask for?
My sugar mama. And me, my sugar mama. Like, at least 5K.
5K? But you have a lot of things to take care of. Why? Why 5K?
5K, just for a start.
For a start?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask for a house by the second year of your relationship?
No, we can start any amount from 1,000 up. Then
why? But why must she give you an allowance?
She has to, because
for what?
It's getting fresh blood.
Fresh blood?
Yeah.
So an allowance in exchange for fresh blood?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
What do you mean?
What is fresh blood?
Honey. It's getting fresh stuff. Everything is still brand new.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So are you gonna hook me up? Or
no,
because I
I'm
hook
just
you up.
asking.
Listen, if you want, I can hook you. Can I hook somebody up with my guy?
No. Hi, Bob.
Guys, a big shout out to this voice note.
No, that is a winner.
It just became a conversation now.
I like that. I like that they were just talking about it.
And then about baby.
Yes.
So
how much would you like?
And baby's like, I'm sure he said that afterwards. But you know, it's interesting. You know what we're getting to hear, right? Is the truth, right? Of this whole thing. And hence I said offline to you. I don't know if maybe it's the word allowance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's the allowance that brings or evokes that feeling. Allowance feels like, oh, okay, debit order or...
Yeah, and hence I ask, like, is it a weekly thing? Is it a monthly thing?
She said it at the end, you know.
Yeah, because when we were kids and our parents gave us allowances, you know, it was like either a weekly thing or a daily thing. You know, chaltau kera, that was your allowance for the day.
Mm-hmm.
or weekly, excuse me, or monthly, you know what I mean? So now, if lijola, how does it work?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the first voice note actually echoed what you were saying. Why, if you love that person, does that person now feel obligated to give?
You're becoming a dependent.
Where?
Listen, I don't care.
Where's the partner? Where's like, the partnership?
I don't care if you're a lepara. Like, I don't care. If now you require this person to give you money, you are becoming a dependent. And what happens when the relationship... And they asked that question, those ladies. They said, what happens when the relationship ends? Now this person is going around saying,
even the lady said rightfully, the person can claim for that.
Yes. And you...
Because now Ofa... Week after week, month after month.
Guys, unless we're now you're running a money laundering operation, then yeah, but no, come on.
I know, Khumi. He's going to start preaching now.
Come on now. But no.
Let's hear this couple more.
This is spicy. Okay. Allowance. Guys, no man who still gives allowance. You give what you have and what's from your heart. And giving is an act of love and it's from your heart. You know, it's something that you do not feeling like you had to do it. You know what I mean? It's just it's an act of love. And so as soon as you say allowance, then it means I have to clock every month, which is not love for me. So you give what you have when you have it, however way. That's it for me.
Khumi is shouting amen in the background.
Oh, yes, I am.
Girlfriend allowance. Gonna girlfriend allowance today. It's just to... Okay. I definitely think like the okay kind of girlfriend allowance would, for me, be between... Like, obviously, it's depending on how deep the pockets are at. But personally, I feel like, hey, if he's like, yo, I'm so scared to just say, okay, personally, I feel like I'm not a material girl. I'm not an espoused girl. So, like, okay, is like... It's good. But a K may be a lot of people. But like a K is like everything. Like there's nothing. After a K, there's nothing that I can go back to him and say, baby, kikupa. There's with a K, personally. And that's just on top of my own, obviously, my own earnings. Girlfriend allowance is not to say this person is supposed to pay for your whole existence. Girlfriend allowance is just like a maintenance. So that you can keep lovely. And yeah, because I'm obviously not going to add dates and stuff, guys. Not personally, I think of those things. I think of the fact that, especially if he's like coming to see me, the gas money for that, you know, he's finna still pay for dates. He's finna still buy me food. So yeah, personally, okay is like the minimum for me, and higher and higher would be for me. I mean, obviously, I won't turn it back.
When you were listening to Khumi and our conversation when offline, wait, you were listening to myself and Khumi offline, but I love how she's considerate.
I love how all of them are.
You cannot, sent 1,000.
Yeah, no, and she said a K. By the way, K is 1,000.
Yeah, he sent 1,000 rand. He's going to come pick you up. He's going to then take you to wherever you are going. He's going to then pay for the food that, or whatever, or like, turn up after lady. Whatever.
And this is why men are so reluctant to get into relationships and commit, because they know it's going to cost them dearly financially.
Yeah.
Not just emotionally, but financially as well. And why? Because now, guy una mid-rent. He has to drive all the way from mid-rent to Joburg, atolata Romy. Drive back. On our way back, Romy ukhaletse Nando's. Now he has to stop areke Nando's. Harifika kontlongi, Romy akirutlile ka beke. How to the drinks? No. What do you want to drink? What do you have in the house? I have this. Ew, but I don't like that. I don't drink that. Guy has to get into his car, go to the bottle store and buy what Romy wants. That's money. You spend whatever time you spend together. Kanako, you can't even get up and cook. The whole time he's ordering. His Uber Eats a ring again. Uber Eats. After whatever time you spend together, he now has to drive you back.
And drive back, himself not, back. Yeah, and it's not empty-handed.
And then 2 days later, guy okrea WhatsApp. Baby, I need to do my hair. It is so much. Ooh, baby, I saw this nice wig. It is so much. Ooh, baby, I saw these shoes. I saw this bag. I saw this. I saw that. Now, on top of that weekend or however time you were with him, now he has to pop out. Lisang bashman ba baskali feria. Because you are now an expense in his life.
Full time.
I like what she said when she says, you have to be considerate of the fact that this guy has a car and he poured petrol in.
To come and pick you up. To come
pick you up.
And he probably arranged, you're saying, a date. And which he's going to pay for.
Listen, it's his car sharp. That's his responsibility. But meet him halfway, darling. This trip, so on your way back, if you khaleti KFC, you khaleti Nando's, you khaleti McDonald's, pay for it. But baby, it's my treat. How bad to 124 yadi Big Mac king? Like honestly,
can we be considerate, guys?
Can we be exactly? There's an I think it was the voice note before this one. The lady said, "If mutoro agola, if nake agola 2,000, obviously on allowance to jamu 2,000." If you're at 10,000 years, within that 10,000, then I'll see you okay, shop after I've paid for everything. You can't be expecting 150,000. How installment Range Rover but to Bamudim?
Hey guys, okay. No. Next batch. Let's hear. Guys, our technology.
Okay, a girlfriend allowance, okay, it actually depends, because if you're independent, then that would mean at least, you know, I can cover myself, so the least you can do is make me look pretty, because I mean, I'm your girlfriend, so it's the hair, it's the nails, it's the waxing, it's, you know, it's the self-care, so I would say a good 2K, a good 5K. Depending on your budget as a guy, too. So, yeah.
I like that she said self-care.
Okay.
Yeah, it's self.
I personally don't think that there should be a girlfriend allowance at all. Because I feel like you can never put a price tag on love. If you love someone, you must do something for them. Because you love them, you must surprise them, or you must do things for them when they ask you, not because you have to. You know, the only things that you have to do, I feel like the only things that you have to do when it comes to love is to love the person that you love, appreciate them, be loyal to them. So those are the only things that I feel like you should do. Like the things that you have to do, yeah, well, not into easy materialistic. So that's my opinion. I don't think that there should be a girlfriend allowance. It's absurd. So yeah.
You know, I hope
A girlfriend or a boyfriend allowance should be what you can afford, basically. You know, because you can't necessarily put a price on something and then down the line you can't afford it. And that time your partner is already expecting a certain amount. And then when you decrease that amount, it's like, okay, so what's going on? So if you can afford 1,000, it should be 1,000. If you can afford 5K, it should be 5K. If you can afford more than that, for example, 10K, 15K, if you're lucky, then that's what you can afford, you know? So, yeah.
I have a problem with the word should. I have a problem. You know what, guys? The conversation I want. Ooh, microphone. Let me put a context to where we are living, in case people are living in some under a rock shanties. Our economy is only kickstarting 2 years later now. Mm-hmm. 2 years later.
You mean post?
Yeah, 2 years
post lockdown, yeah, post COVID, and everything. Yeah.
We currently are safely saying that our economy is currently kickstarting. The past 2 years, many people either got retrenched, got job cuts.
Yeah, salary cuts, yeah.
Right? Or some businesses after that June massacre did not open again.
Yeah.
We have stats that tell us that 48% of our economy or people living in South Africa are reliant on a grant.
Mm.
We have an economy that's safely to say that almost 70% of young people that live in this country do not have a job.
Mm-hmm.
And then when, in that whole context, Mlu should... I said again, Mlu's the lucky one. I said Mlu's the lucky one. Mlu somehow, some way, managed to survive. I'm just saying this, and I'm not ranting, right? Ubuhle bendoda inkomo zayo. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I fully agree, right? And I fully agree that as men, I don't want to say look after, because then we're going to open that nasty door of gender-based violence, because it's that entitlement thing. I don't want to use the word look after. But let's rather than say men should take, should rather spoil or be very caring towards the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Right? That context should say to you that you don't know, like you were saying, you don't know his wallet.
Mm.
You don't know what, how much he has to share in that 5 rand, where each cent needs to go to. We live in a time where I was watching Date My Family. I think we're at a point, my mama was even saying, you're going to date somebody who's got a child now, because what's the probability of dating someone who doesn't have a child?
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Family and half of the population is in debt. So we are recovering. And then on top of that, Mlu should. Aibo, guys. I'm not ranting. I'm putting context to this conversation. I'm not ranting. I'm saying I'm fully agreeing that Bonang put it beautifully, you know, what you can give, you give, you know, you do that out of love. And I'm happy to, but it's not to say to guys, they must be complacent, but I'm happy to hear this batch of women who are saying, guys, we need to move away from this entitlement thing and this allowance thing.
That's what I wanted to say earlier, that I hope the gents are listening, because really there are women out there who don't care about money. Mm. Like, I'm not with you for money. I got my own, and I can maintain myself and the lifestyle. So whatever that you feel you want to give me, it's not a must.
And it's highly appreciated.
It's highly, highly appreciated, but it is not a must. You know? But I agree with you, well, with your rant.
Excuse me. I know, because it irks you. It irks.
No, but I like what you said when you said, we have responsibilities. All of us have responsibilities.
Yes.
We have bills that we pay for monthly, you know. Somebody else's child should not be part of those bills.
Forcefully.
More so if, even if you don't know how much, exactly how much your partner earns, but you know when he's got a child or he's got two kids that he needs to take care of, he's probably sending money home. He's got rent. Maybe he has a car. Do you understand? Like,
He has to go to work.
Yes, like, you know what this man's responsibilities are. And yet, on top of that, you still expect him to take care of you. And I kind of go away. Luena. So is he. Onale pay sleepy. Onale employee number. Onale tax number.
Onale responsibilities.
You have, you want to understand, why o budget akangwanam tomungwe? Why? And that's why I have a problem with
Indota.
Indota must.
I know.
Oh, that's a whole. That's an episode on its own. Indota must. That's an episode on its own, you know. And hence, I said to you earlier that my ex, you know, he used to do side jobs, and then he'd get paid, and then Muna, like 500 he'd be like, listen.
I
would appreciate, because he didn't have to. He could have taken that money and done something with it. But instead, he said, man.
He thought about you.
And that's exactly what I did. You know what I'm saying? I appreciated it because it came out of nowhere. It was unexpected. I can buy my own damn wines, and he knows I can buy my own damn wine. But just to say, man, baby.
It's a thought.
Hey, yeah. Kikbopile somewhere, man. Twaranyana soki, girl. Ube, all right. Just like Lynn Nike Loba, all right. And I was like, oh my gosh. You know, but it's not something that every time he had extra work that I expected pressure. Him to. And I was like, hey, no. I keep bechiwa. Do you understand? But when that person, like, and that's why I like the other voice note, the lady, it has to come from the bottom of their heart. You know, and which is why he could do that, because he knew that it was not required of him. It's not one of those requirements.
Like a boyfriend. Tick box.
You know, he knew that it was not a requirement. So when he didn't have the money, he didn't have the money. And Lena never asked him for money. So which is why when he had it, he could say, man,
yeah. And I think the greater conversation also, as we conclude, one of the voice notes says, we need to also then reciprocate, guys. As females.
If you expect girlfriend allowance, are you willing to pay boyfriend allowance?
Because she said, do you then, I remember in one of the episodes, you were like, do you also stop and say, hi, baby, whoa. I'll pay. Then you were like, one time you're like, you know, Blue, most handsome guy in a cheese cup. So that cheese cup needs to be maintained. Like,
yes.
Hi, Mlu. Get 1,000, man.
Try to tell 120 ago legends, girl. I don't expect him. Or I go kape ko shara. I lo reka wig.
Yeah.
We're not try to tell 120 ago legends. Try to tell.
Let's be fair, people. Let's be fair.
I'm fair 3 out of 5. I don't expect a 3 out of 5 every month.
Yeah, just out of the blue. I'm fair
3 out of 5 for baby. No, don't make it tabby, Shalibashiman. Are you willing to, if you are expecting him to do that, are you willing to do it yourself? Because relationships are not about take, give and take, ilal.
Mm-hmm.
Give and take.
Yeah. Guys, if you see Oshumi, if you want to get her irked, tell her about Indota Mast. You'll see another side.
No, I get angry because men hardly ever say,
and this,
abafazi must. And when they do, what do we do as women? We attack them. We call them all kinds of names. Oh, patriarchal, blah, blah, blah. Like, but Rina, it's okay for us to say.
And we and you don't even appreciate the that process of must, because they go we go through the most.
Why must he? You know what? I wish people knew how to monate jang.
Exactly.
But we complicated by now.
Unnecessary expectations.
Adding things like obligations to the relationship. Now this person is obligated to give you money
every month.
Not even, even if it's not every month, but you know, they're just obligated to. Why? Listen, if you want a man to give you money every month, marry a rich man,
period,
sign a prenup, a whole divorce, and then you'll get alimony every month, baby girl.
Period.
Other than that, legally, that's the only money from a man that you are obligated to receive. If Ojola, even if I got a girlfriend allowance, how many homes? I don't know, wife allowance, girlfriend allowance.
I was like, why girlfriend? I'm just a girlfriend, not your wife. Hunty, hunt, what is happening?
And on top of that, Luena, why bereka? That's the part that irks me the most. You've got a pay slip every month.
Text number.
Yes, sharp. Maybe you thought you would.
Yeah, but,
but still, there's something that you're getting. And yet, you expect somebody else's child to take care of you.
Selfish.
No, guys.
Selfish, guys. As Oshumi said, as we conclude, get out of people's wallets, guys.
Yo.
Get out of people's wallets quick, fast, in a hurry.
Yo, and I guess maybe now it's because I don't know how to ask for money. The only person I can ask for money from is my brother. Other than that, you know, and my parents. But other than that, like a boyfriend, I don't know how to ask for money. Like, how do you even have that conversation?
Guys, please.
You know, I'd rather, if I'm struggling, I'd rather ask my friends, my family.
Please.
You know, but no.
Please.
So, but us asking us, asking this question was not to pass judgment or anything, but just to get the lay of the land.
Appreciative.
Yes, just to get the lay of the land that in terms of, because we know these things are happening. Guys are giving out money. Girls are expecting to be given money. So we just wanted to get a lay of the land. What's going on? How much are guys giving in terms of girlfriend allowances and how much girls are expecting? It is not us judging those who are getting girlfriend allowances. If that is your life, then that's great. You know, if that's the kind of relationship you're in, then that's great. We are not judging, but we just wanted to get a lay of the land in terms of what's happening, you know, in terms of the money and how much guys are giving and how much girls expect to be given. You know, because essentially these conversations need to be had. If you're the kind of girl who expects a girlfriend allowance, then you should sit down with your partner and say, babe, I'm this kind of girl. I expect a girlfriend allowance. And if he can give it, then he can give it. Good for you. You know, that's the kind of relationship you're in.
Absolutely.
That's the kind of person you are and that's the kind of person that he
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
Guys, let's be fair.
No judgments here.
Guys, let's be fair. Let's be fair. Let's be fair.
I got him Lou went on a rant, but no. Yeah, no judgment at the end of the day.
No, at the end of the day, guys, it's mathematics. Guys, if you did maths, what you do on the left, you must do on the right. And it just needs to be fair and square, netzua. I mean, I'll tell you what needs to be fair. Netzua is following us on our social media platforms.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook. We're just Daily Sun. Or you can find us on Twitter at Daily Sun SA.
Yep.
Or alternatively, we are at www.dailysun.co.za.
/Mcholo, and you can get to see this and many, many, many other episodes. Once again, a big thank you to the beautiful voice notes that we received. And yeah, definitely the competition will be running. We'll definitely tell you which is our winning voice note at the end of this. End of this episode, but obviously we'll announce the winners next in our next installment. But once again, a big thank you to all the voice notes that we received. And
they were golden.
And guys, yeah, 2,000 rand will be
really better.
And we're gonna call that person. just for you to realize what we did give that person that 2,000 rand. What doesn't cost 2,000 rand to do is to follow us on our social media platforms. Oskhumi?
I already did that.
Oh, you did?
Oh, of course, yes.
Sorry.
But what doesn't cost 2,000 rand is a box of condoms. So stay safe, y'all. Stay safe. Strap it
Keep it strapped, guys. Keep it strapped. Keep it strapped. Vaccinate everybody. Vaxi. I think we're approaching, if not, we've surpassed the 30% mark. We're chasing that 50% herd immunity. Guys, please make sure you get yourself vaccinated. If not, you sanitize, you social distance, you wear that mask, everybody. Guys, we're dealing with Omicron in the best way we know how. Let's continue to keep that spirit and that vein moving forward. But once again, if you're going to be seeing us out and about, do know that this one is Mlungisi Mbele, the most handsome 32-year-old on the side of the equator, most handsome guy in the cheese crop, Muhammad Ali's protege, roll like a butterfly, buzz more than a beehive.
And she's still Homie Siabi and still without a cool outro.
It's love and light, everybody.
Be kind to one another.
Chef.